2023 was a year even the best writers in Hollywood could never have imagined, even if they weren't on strike. A former president indicted over and over again, facing charges in four different cases, all of which could put him behind bars for years.
If I weren't running, I would have nobody coming after me.
While that former president is a leader among Republicans in the next election, and polling indicates he could unseat the current president.
The Trump campaign says it's now raised $7 million since last week's indictment.
There were two speakers of the House, one lasting just 269 days, the shortest speakership in 140 years amid revolt inside the chamber.
This has just been a cluster, a mistake, and it has harmed not just the party, but the nation.
There were fears 2008 was on the verge of being repeated. Two large regional banks collapsed, and they were taken over by the feds after they were unable to survive on their own. But yet, as we end the year, the Fed says the economy is strong.
The United States remains the world's largest, most dynamic, and most innovative economy.
It could be called the year of the strike.
We're here because we care. Because
teachers, hotel and auto workers, Hollywood writers and actors, among the many who walked off the job demanding better pay.
It was extremely demanding, a lot of pressure.
The U.S. could not shake the wrath of mass shootings in the past year. From California to Maine, victims were gunned down at the hands of killers.
We have an active shooter. We have multiple injuries.
The year is ending with lives in chaos in Israel and Gaza. A surprise attack leads to war and suffering again in the Middle East. There have been breaks in the fighting to let hostages go free.
The White House continues to say that Israel has made it clear that when the pauses in fighting are over, they'll resume their strikes against Hamas with full force.
There was that submersible that imploded this year with days of searching for those on board.
Individuals, companies have managed to miss the lesson of Titanic itself.
And there was that balloon floating over the country that America freaked out over for days.
There is no indication of aliens or terrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
This is Playback 2023. I'm Alex Stone.
And I'm Sherry Preston. At no time in U.S. history has a former president been indicted and had to appear in front of a judge on criminal charges that could put him away for the rest of his life.
And more specifically, no former president has been indicted four times, all in the same year, on charges ranging from allegedly paying off an adult film actress to espionage and trying to overthrow an election.
This is a persecution, not an investigation.
It started in New York on March 30th, the first court appearance for Donald Trump. The first time ever a former president had faced criminal charges.
I think the unprecedented indictment of a former president of the United States on a campaign finance issue is an outrage.
But there would be more, like something out of the movie Groundhog Day. Former President Trump's motorcade was followed four times as he turned himself in, pleading not guilty to charges involving the alleged payoff of Stormy Daniels, January 6th, the secret documents stored at Mar-a-Lago, and attempts to influence a vote in Georgia.
All the cases will be stretching into 2024 with trials scheduled.
The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
Next year, Trump will also be campaigning between his court dates. Polling as we end the year has him leading the field of Republicans and in some polls beating President Biden in a head-to-head matchup.
I hope you'll vote for Kevin McCarthy, and that's why I'm proud to nominate him for Speaker of the House.
We were only 3 days into the new year when the saga over the next House Speaker kicked into high gear.
I nominate President Trump because we must make our country great again, and he can start by making the House of Representatives great again.
Republicans had a hard time agreeing on which faction of the party they wanted their speaker to be from.
We need to get back to work. There's a lot of business to take care of.
Kevin McCarthy failed to get enough votes over and over again. As the drama played out on the House floor, days later, on the 15th round, he finally won the gavel.
That was easy, huh?
On the same day, the 118th Congress was sworn in.
I never thought we'd get up here.
But that wouldn't be the only speaker drama of the year. A handful of Republicans, led by Florida's Matt Gaetz, unhappy with McCarthy's performance, would oust him. And in late October, after weeks of fighting over who it would be, Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson became the next Speaker of the House.
In this time of great crisis, it is our duty to work together, as previous generations of great leaders have, to face these great challenges and solve these great problems.
In this past year, secret documents seem to be popping up everywhere. President Trump was accused of having numerous such documents in his possession. Then classified papers turned up at an office President Biden used, and then at his Wilmington, Delaware home.
And they spent hours and hours going through everything, personal, everything I had.
The president says he doesn't know what's in the documents because his lawyers have suggested he not ask what they are.
We're cooperating fully with the review.
Then it was discovered that former Vice President Mike Pence also had classified documents at his home in Indiana.
Did you retain any classified information after leaving office?
No, not to my knowledge.
There was debate and outrage in Tennessee when two Democrats in the state house who were black were expelled, and a third who was white was allowed to stay after they held a demonstration on the floor of the house.
They worked to expel our constituents' representation by subverting our democracy for their mobocracy.
They were calling for gun reform. Came after a school shooting in the state.
That shooting, just one of many mass shootings in 2023.
Metro Midtown is on a school shooting, fourth of multiple victims down.
In late March in Nashville, a 28-year-old went on a rampage through Covenant School.
It's very tragic. It's two blocks from our house. It could happen at any school.
Three children and three adults were killed. The shooter died when officers went racing in.
Flying through intersections, mock speed. It's like everybody is a daddy at that point and a mom want to get up here.
Absolutely devastating and heartbreaking.
Earlier in the year, the Lunar New Year celebration in Monterey Park, California, was shattered by a mass shooter who walked into a dance studio and opened fire.
Later went to another dance studio, but a quick-thinking bystander was able to disarm him.
Later, he was found dead in a van. A motive for his attack remains unknown.
Need you to respond to the town of Lewiston. It's going to be spare time recreation for an active shooter incident.
Only a few weeks ago, a small, typically quiet town in Maine would also feel the wrath of a mass shooter. 18 people were killed and 13 more injured when a gunman opened fire in Lewiston.
I've been here for 50 years and nothing like this has happened.
There was a manhunt that lasted for days. During that time, Lewiston was locked down with people fearful to go outside.
And the whole time I'm thinking, we're sitting ducks.
The shooter was eventually found dead. He had killed himself.
The president is going to call for action from Congress. He is going to once again demand that Congress move forward on an assault weapons ban, universal background checks, as well as trying to help strengthen red flag laws across the country.
Coming up next, a surprise attack on Israel shatters relative peace and worries about a repeat of 2008's economic collapse
when Playback 2023 returns after this.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
From ABC News, this is Playback 2023. Our look at the year's top stories, I'm Alex Stone.
And I'm Sherry Preston.
Life in Israel had been relatively calm. Before October, there had been some fighting from time to time, but generally speaking, Israeli citizens were able to live their lives, even those who live close to the Gaza Strip.
But on October 7th, that peace ended abruptly with gunfire and rockets when Hamas launched a surprise attack.
Without question, a colossal intelligence failure. The U.S. seemingly just as surprised.
Thousands of militants stormed into Israel from the air and the ground, killing and kidnapping Israeli citizens, pulling hostages into Gaza.
They were taken from their home, from their beds, by barbarians. I can't really find another word for it.
It should be immediate de-escalation, immediate exchange of prisoners, immediate ceasefire, and then finding a way of ending this occupation.
For days, there was a military buildup by Israel as it readied its response. The U.S. cautioned Israel it needed to be disciplined and asked for time to get hostages out. Eventually, Israeli troops moved into Gaza for a long war that is ongoing today.
This is a time that we must stand tall, proud, and united
against evil.
Fighting did stop in late November as Hamas released hostages and Israel sent Palestinian protesters back to Gaza, but hostilities resumed in early December.
The war in Israel has taken a bit of the spotlight off the fighting in Ukraine, which continues. In February, President Biden made a surprise trip to Kyiv. While on the ground, he was able to meet with leaders as the U.S. has continued to give support in the form of equipment to the Ukrainian government.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich is still being held in Russia. He is accused of espionage.
To send a message to all the foreign journalists that freedom of speech is not accepted inside Russia.
Russian courts have rejected all appeals to free the reporter. Wall Street Journal and the U.S. government have denied all of Russia's claims, and Russia has not shown any evidence he was spying for the U.S.
In 2023, the world said goodbye to Pope Emeritus Benedict.
One of the things I'm grateful for is that his towering intellectual legacy is so radiant.
He died just before the new year and was laid to rest this year. Pope Benedict was the head of the Catholic Church from 2005 to 2013.
Former President Jimmy Carter entered hospice care in February.
In a brief statement, the Carter Center revealed that the 98-year-old has not been feeling well.
His wife, Rosalynn, did the same in late November and then died just days later. Rosalynn and Jimmy Carter had been married for 77 years.
We also read the Bible every night.
It's hard to go to sleep if you've read the Bible. Angry if you've read the Bible.
So never go to bed angry.
Try not to.
The country may have dodged a bullet in 2023 when it came to the economy. While there are still signs of unease when it comes to spending, there were some big warnings early on this year that something was wrong.
At this point, the bank is now closed.
Silicon Valley Bank had become the go-to place for tech companies to put their money. It was well capitalized. But when the Fed raised rates, SVB found itself short on funds. And when word got out there were problems, there was a classic run on the bank.
The bank's collapse, sparking a panic that led to the failure of New York-based Signature Bank 2 days later. For days, consumers and companies had no access to their money until the FDIC swooped in, promising customers they would be made whole thanks to First Citizens Bank buying much of Silicon Valley.
The FDIC issuing a separate report admitting the agency was slow to escalate issues that it identified with Signature's management, but putting much of the blame on the bank.
This year brought charges against Senator Bob Menendez. It's the second time he's been accused of corruption-related offenses.
Some of the people calling for my resignation for political reasons say I have lost the trust of the people of New Jersey. That couldn't be more wrong.
Prosecutors say the New Jersey Democrat accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes, allegedly hiding cash in jacket pockets and gold bars at his home. Menendez has pleaded not guilty and denies any wrongdoing.
Hunter Biden could have legal troubles ahead. In September, a plea deal in which he was going to admit to two misdemeanors over failing to pay taxes fell apart. It became clear charges could be coming from elsewhere.
If the form asks if you are a drug user on the day you buy a gun, that is an issue. If it says, have you ever used drugs, that's an issue, and that will be played out in court.
Special Counsel David Weiss already indicted Hunter Biden on gun charges in Delaware and may be looking at Biden allegedly failing to pay his taxes with a grand jury in California.
President Biden and the First Lady traveled to Maui today to get a firsthand look at the wildfire damage.
On Maui, people are just now beginning the cleanup, many months after that wildfire ripped through the town of Lahaina, moving so quickly in 80-mile-per-hour winds that 100 people could not escape. They died in the flames.
We absolutely need your patience, continued prayers, and we need to persevere.
I want to be clear with the people of Maui about what to expect. The work we're doing is going to take time, in some cases a long time.
It has been a slow recovery, and just clearing the debris that leveled Lahaina could take much of the year. Then decisions will have to be made about how the town will rebuild and what the community will become.
We can never replace those we've lost. We can honor their memories for sure for the rest of our lives. Lahaina belongs to its people. Lahaina is its people. It will be rebuilt in their vision.
In recent months, schools in Lahaina reopened, although many parents have refused to send their children back, afraid that the ash that blows around in the wind is dangerous.
The fear is that material can be transported through the air to the school property. And that's a real and fair
concern.
Tourism to West Maui resumed in October, but many victims of the fire who lost their homes are still living in resorts at the government's expense as they try to figure out what's next.
I do want to come back. This is some type of normalcy. I love seeing people, just talking to people in general.
Back in the lower 48, this has been dubbed the year of the strikes, from auto workers to Hollywood actors and writers, nurses and teachers.
We've worked hard for these companies. We deserve to not be left behind.
The school committee members need to step up or step down.
Almost 500,000 Americans walked off the job and onto the picket lines in 2023.
Actors on strike, we're in it to win it. Writers on strike, we're in it.
A strike by hotel and casino workers would have crippled Las Vegas, but a last-minute deal kept them working.
We have a contract.
Most of those who had the picket lines in 2023 are now back at work with new, stronger contracts.
SAG-AFTRA National Board voted to approve the agreement with AMPTP with an 86% yes vote after the actors' longest strike in its union history.
Their unions announcing historic deals on pay and benefits.
We began this journey, the largest entertainment union in the world, and we finish it the most powerful.
Each successful contract spurring others. The country saw over 200 strikes this year, compared to 180 in 2021.
The pandemic increased the cost of living for American workers, but it was also costly for American companies.
Once valued at $47 billion, WeWork, the remote office rental company, may go down as one of the most spectacular corporate collapses in history. What's behind it? The COVID-19 pandemic, when work from home became the preferred alternative, plus the economic slump that followed, forcing even more clients to close shop.
And speaking of the pandemic, issues involving the coronavirus did not totally disappear in 2023.
We remain vigilant. We still need to monitor dozens of variants and support new vaccines and treatments. So Congress needs to fund these efforts and keep America safe.
Yeah, most people don't take many precautions anymore, but a January spike did lead to officials in Los Angeles asking those who attended the Rose Bowl to mask up for 10 days.
Get the Rose Bowl parade. Go ahead and put that mask on.
And as cases rose in Massachusetts and elsewhere, masks became mandatory in schools for a period this last year.
People should feel free to wear them, whether they're mandated or not. But I don't anticipate we're going to get back into a mandated environment.
As COVID slowly fades, new numbers show most Americans have not gotten the latest COVID vaccine. And the Kaiser Family Foundation finds about half of all adults say they will not take any COVID precautions this holiday season.
Who could forget that drama playing out over the submersible that disappeared while heading to the Titanic wreck site, and that balloon, too?
When Playback 2023 returns after this.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
From ABC News, this is Playback 2023, our look at the year's top stories. I'm Sherry Preston.
And I'm Alex Stone.
It was hard not to think of Balloon Boy. Remember that story back in 2009 when a family claimed their son was inside a balloon that was flying over Colorado?
Massive flying saucer flying through the air. They're going to be going in to see how this six-year-old boy is doing.
It turned out to be a hoax.
But this one was not. A Chinese spy balloon flying over the U.S. in late January and early February.
Due to national security, all aircraft are instructed to land as soon as possible.
They've got to bring it down and bring it down in U.S. waters, and you can bet that there'll be ships down there waiting to pick up that payload to take a look at what's inside.
It was believed that China had some ability to maneuver the balloon as it floated over the U.S. and appeared to be looking at sensitive military sites. For days, there were calls to shoot it down, but President Biden resisted over fears of what could happen if it came down in a populated area, hitting someone.
Make no mistake, If any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down.
After about a week, it finally was shot down. So what was it doing, and why was it there? Well, now almost a year later, that's not totally clear.
While the balloon is thought to have snapped plenty of photos and gathered reams of data during its 8 days over North America, none of it appears to have been sent back to China.
2023 also saw Russian spy ships sitting within eyesight of the Hawaiian Islands.
Ships loitering in an area is abnormal. And with this one being a Russian vessel off one of our key naval harbors in the Pacific, that will be of concern to the naval leadership.
The Pentagon kept watch as the ship sat parked. Russian aircraft were also intercepted numerous times by U.S. fighter jets off the coast of Alaska. Each time, they would eventually turn around and head back to the east coast of Russia.
Our crews are working around the clock to locate the Titan and the five crew members.
A big mystery that captivated the world this year was the Titan submersible, which disappeared on a voyage to see the Titanic wreck.
Going 13,000 feet below the surface.
It was June when a group of tourists, spearheaded by OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush, started their dive down.
But the vessel lost contact with the ship an hour and 45 minutes into its dive.
For days, there were hopes and theories that all those on board could have been alive, but just out of communication. Experts thought if they were alive, they were likely running out of air.
There's a lot of variables here, too, about, you know, how much air was exactly available when the sub went down, and also what they are doing to conserve that air.
On June 22nd, unmanned submersibles found debris indicating the sub had imploded violently and everybody on board was killed.
I extend my deepest condolences on behalf of the United States Coast Guard and the members of the Unified Command.
It appears a Titan imploded as it was diving down toward Titanic.
The fight between the Walt Disney Company and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis heated up in 2023. Disney, the parent company of ABC News, suing DeSantis, claiming the governor has illegally been using political power for government retaliation, violating Disney's First Amendment rights.
The days of putting one company on a pedestal with no accountability are over in the state of Florida.
DeSantis put pressure on the Walt Disney Company after it publicly disapproved of a new law in Florida. DeSantis then led an effort to take away Disney's self-governing power around Disney World.
They've had their own government for 50 years. It's massive corporate welfare. We're not doing that.
Claims against New York Congressman George Santos grew throughout the year.
The breadth and depth of his deception is so staggering that it cries out for congressional punishment.
We knew he was a liar. We knew he was a criminal, but we didn't really think he was that stupid.
What started is allegations that he lied about his life, his work, criminal record, and even his ethnicity and religion, later blossomed into claims that he used campaign funds on all kinds of personal expenses, including gambling in Vegas, Botox injections, and payments for the mostly adult site OnlyFans.
If I leave, they win. If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying.
Some lawmakers had tried to kick him out twice during the year.
They want me out of this body. The people of the 3rd District of New York sent me here. If they want me out, they're going to have to go silence those people.
Finally, on December 1st, George Santos was formally expelled from Congress.
He can defend himself in a court of law, but for the purposes of this body, he's got to go.
Federal prosecutors have charged him with 23 felony counts, including laundering funds, illegally receiving unemployment benefits, and lying about assets. He has pleaded not guilty.
The man who led the so-called Varsity Blues scandal learned his fate this year. Rick Singer was given 3.5 years in prison for the cheating scandal that included names like Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
I know hindsight is 20/20, but it felt like I would be a bad mother if I didn't do it.
Singer allegedly ran a scheme to get the children of the very rich into top universities like Yale, Georgetown, and the University of Southern California.
Speaking of California, after years of drought, 2023 was a year it got hit by numerous back-to-back atmospheric rivers. Storms training over the Pacific moved in, causing flooding and damage. The deaths of at least 22 people were connected to the storms.
Get your sandbags, protect your properties, and then get out.
This is my second time going through it, so I'm fine with it. If I have to sleep on the roof, we sleep on the roof.
I knew it was going to rain, but I forgot how crazy it gets.
Rainfall records were set in places like San Francisco, which got close to 6 inches of rain in one day. Roads were closed, levees broke, and populated areas had to be evacuated.
So I had people line up, and then
jump into, you know, chest-deep water to wade out to get to the street.
But all that rain ended years of drought rules about when and how much homeowners could do things like water their lawns and wash their cars.
It came in a year when the U.S. hit new heat records elsewhere for what was an exceptionally hot summer.
Phoenix ticking off 52 days this year with temperatures of 110 degrees or higher.
And other states like Arizona weren't so lucky when it came to rain. There was anger in a community outside Scottsdale when their water supply was shut off by the city.
The city doesn't seem wanting to work with us, and it's almost like we're being punished for living out here. It's kind of how I feel personally.
Scottsdale said it had to turn off the water because of that mega drought that's hit the Southwest in recent years.
Tanker trucks had to be brought in, and people did what they could to live without running water in the posh neighborhoods, home to about 1,000 people.
This is our summertime pool. It holds 8,500 gallons, and I decided not to empty it so I could have extra water to flush the toilet if I need to.
In South Carolina, it was called the crime of the century. Alec Murdoch, who had power and wealth as an attorney, was convicted of murdering his wife and son.
Right, Mr. Murdoch, I sentence you to the State Department of Corrections on each of the murder indictments.
Murdoch had been under financial stress before the 2021 murders, and prosecutors said knowing that those crimes were about to be exposed led him to murdering members of his own family.
I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never hurt my son, Pawpaw.
But it's not over. Murdoch is facing a slew of other court cases. In November, he entered a guilty plea to financial charges against him.
Up next, the celebrity who was run over by his own snow-clearing device and almost lost his life this year.
When Playback 2023 returns after this.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
From ABC News, this is Playback 2023, our look at the year's top stories. I'm Alex Stone.
And I'm Sherry Preston.
Jeremy Renner is best known for playing roles like Hawkeye in The Avengers and a soldier at war in The Hurt Locker. But on January 1st, the fight for his life would be harder than any role he's ever played.
Jeremy Renner is in critical but stable condition after an accident while plowing snow near Reno.
It had been snowing in Nevada near Lake Tahoe, and he was using his snow cap, a kind of snow plow with a big tank-like track instead of wheels. In a moment when he tried to use the snow cap to stop a truck from sliding and hitting his nephew, he was pulled under the snow cap.
At this point in the investigation, we do not believe Mr. Renner was impaired at all, and we believe this is a tragic accident.
Renner broke 30 bones. He shattered his tibia. 8 of his ribs were snapped. He had a collapsed lung, pierced liver, and a broken eye socket. His recovery was slow, learning to walk again.
Renner sat down for an exclusive interview with ABC's Diane Sawyer.
Do you remember the pain?
Oh, all of it. I'm thinking, like, what's my body look like? Am I just going to be like a spine and a brain, like a science experiment?
Renner, who was so close to death a year ago, posted a video recently showing himself hopping down a hill and then running back up.
Another potentially fatal injury that the world watched this year was Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin. On the field during Monday Night Football, he went into cardiac arrest after making a tackle.
It looks like Sean McDermott, after talking to Zach Taylor, is going to pull his team off the field.
The game has been temporarily suspended.
On the field, CPR was initiated as the teams, the fans in the stadium, and the Monday Night Football audience around the world looked on. The tackle Hamlin performed had seemed fairly routine, but it was determined it was a rare condition in which his cardiac rhythm was disrupted by a blow to the chest at the precise moment his heart was beating.
If it wasn't for someone showing up
that day with a clear mind and, you know, whatever's going on in their personal life, just to put it aside and actually be able to do their job correctly. That's something I'm truly thankful for and I don't take for granted.
He recovered, and this season he's been back on the field playing for the Bills.
When Lisa Marie Presley collapsed at her Southern California home this past year, it was initially believed to have been cardiac arrest. Later it was determined it was a small bowel obstruction.
Lisa Marie Presley was an icon, a role model, a superhero to many people all over the world.
The only child of Elvis died from a condition that was linked to weight loss surgery she had undergone years ago. Presley was 54.
Also in 2023, Suzanne Summers lost her battle with breast cancer that spread through her body. She had battled the disease for 23 years.
Well, this is typical, getting a girl pregnant. Only a man would do a thing like that.
Summers became a star on Three's Company, which ran on ABC from 1977 to 1984.
So if you had the privilege and the good luck of being on a hit show and one that became the number one show, it was probably the most perfect time to be on television that there ever was or ever will be again.
She died at the age of 77.
The world also said goodbye to rock legends in 2023, including David Crosby.
The two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, member of the Byrds, and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, had been battling a long illness. His family said Crosby will be remembered through his legendary music.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake.
Legendary music also describes what Jimmy Buffett left behind. His hits like Margaritaville are iconic.
Buffett created an empire on an image of relaxing on the beach. It included a chain of restaurants named after his hit song. Buffett passed away peacefully, surrounded by family, friends, music, and dogs. He was 76 years old.
Oh, what's love got to do with it?
To many, Tina Turner was simply the best all-round performer, a once-in-a-generation talent who could sing and strut her stuff on stage like no one else.
Her first success coming as a part of the duo Ike and Tina Turner. They split in 1976 and revealed later he had physically and emotionally abused her for years. She found a hugely successful solo career in her 40s.
Tina Turner died this year in Switzerland at 83 years old.
The world of entertainment would say goodbye to many other names in 2023, including Alan Arkin, Bob Barker, Paul Rubens, Sinead O'Connor, Tony Bennett, Jerry Springer, and Harry Belafonte.
But it was the loss of Friends star Matthew Perry that truly shocked so many.
Such a sad loss. With his performance on Friends, Matthew Perry was welcomed into the homes and the hearts of generations of TV viewers.
The 911 call came on October 28th. Perry found in his backyard hot tub. Pulled out, he was declared dead by Los Angeles fire paramedics. He was just 54.
You make me happier than I ever thought I could be. And if you let me, I will spend the rest of my life trying to make you feel the same way.
He will always be remembered as Chandler on Friends.
Matthew Perry had battled addiction for many years, telling Diane Sawyer he was clean and had learned to live a different life, helping others stay away from drugs and alcohol.
For some reason, it's obviously because I was on Friends, more people will listen to me. So I've got to take advantage of that. I've got to help as many people as I can.
Politics lost a giant this year. No matter one's political preference, across the aisle, there was praise for Dianne Feinstein's longevity in the U.S. Senate.
I want to pass legislation to protect a woman's right to choose, be part of the development of an economic growth strategy.
Feinstein would serve six terms and vowed not to retire until 2025, but her health had clearly been failing in recent years. Dianne Feinstein died at the age of 90.
A man known for brokering deals around the globe also lost his life in 2023.
I'm an underdog. I'm not a rock star, but this country likes underdogs.
Former New Mexico governor and U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Bill Richardson, died in his sleep in Massachusetts. He was 75.
New Mexico also continued to be the place where a saga unfolded regarding the 2021 shooting on the Rust movie set. Actor Alec Baldwin could once again face criminal charges over the deadly shooting of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No.
I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
The special prosecutor now handling the case saying additional facts have come to light that they believe show Baldwin is criminally responsible in the shooting death. Baldwin had previously been cleared of charges.
Discussion over AI seemed like it was everywhere this past year, from Hollywood negotiations to militaries discussing the dangers it could pose in warfare.
AI is an existential threat, not because it's going to kill us all, but because it's going to fundamentally change how we interact with each other, how we do business, how we live, how we play.
In a few years, it's going to become a supersonic jet engine with a personality, and we need to be prepared for that.
And finally, there was some record-setting lottery jackpots over the past year. Somebody in California won $1.7 billion in Powerball.
This is our third billion-dollar Powerball jackpot in the span of a year hit here in California.
In Florida, there was a $1.6 billion winner, and somebody in Maine won $1.3 billion.
I mean, the chances are, so, like, astronomical to even win that kind of money.
Those bigger jackpots weren't coincidental. They added more days for drawings, and they hiked the price to $2 a ticket, meaning more prize money for more people. Maybe next year, in 2024, it'll be you, Alex.
Or you, Sherry.
That was 2023. For senior producer Trevor Hastings, I'm Sherry Preston.
And I'm Alex Stone. Have a safe and happy new year.
ABC News, honored for the third year in a row with 5 Murrow Awards for excellence in audio, including overall excellence in network radio. ABC News, America's number one choice.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.